is CBS News on the Hour. Real news, real reporting.
I'm Bud Mishkin. Breaking news from London. In the last few minutes, significant developments on Brexit. Live now to CBS News correspondent Vicky Barker.
Rebel lawmakers needed at least 320 votes to derail Prime Minister Boris Johnson's new Brexit deal. This is what just played out in Britain's Parliament minutes ago.
The ayes to the right, 322. The noes to the left, 306.
British lawmakers approving a motion to postpone approval of the new Brexit deal until they've had a chance to vote on every tiny detail of that complex deal. But Boris Johnson's just said he's determined that Britain will leave the EU on October 31st. Watch this space, Bud.
Floridians have been through weather. This before.
You gotta heed weather. You never know what it's gonna do. It could get worse or it could get better.
On the lookout for Tropical Storm Nestor on the Gulf Coast and Panhandle, the Tampa Bay area has a tornado watch through this afternoon. There were reports of a tornado last night in Seminole, Florida, near Tampa.
I was in bed, and all of a sudden it started raining real hard, and it woke me up. Hardly anything wakes me up, but it woke me up. And then the bed started shaking in the trailer, and I thought, uh-oh, we're on our way to Kansas, because it was really bad.
In Turkey, President Erdogan says Turkey will, quote, crush the heads of Kurdish fighters in northern Syria if they do not withdraw during the 120-hour period announced Thursday. CBS's Holly Williams is in Turkey near the Syrian border.
If the ceasefire breaks down, there are also fears for accused ISIS fighters being held by the Kurds. They say they're holding around 12,000 former ISIS fighters, including 4,500 foreigners. The nightmare scenario is that with renewed fighting, the Kurdish group will no longer have the resources to properly secure the prisons, and there could be a mass escape of ISIS fighters.
New questions about what Boeing knew in advance of the two 737 MAX crashes that killed 346 people. A pilot working on Boeing's 737 MAX certification in 2016 told a colleague he unknowingly lied to safety regulators. CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
It's a series of messages between two Boeing employees about the automated flight control system that malfunctioned in those two 737 MAX crashes. About 2 years before those crashes, one employee said the system was, quote, running rampant on him in a simulator, calling the behavior egregious.
And that sigh of relief you heard last night was coming from Yankee Stadium, where the Yankees beat the Astros 4-1 to stay alive in the American League Championship Series. Astros still lead the series 3-2 and look to wrap it tonight. Game 6 back in Houston. This is CBS News.
A young mother vanishes, but when police find her car, the mystery deepens.
And we saw something that we did not expect to see.
48 Hours tonight on CBS.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
25 years after his suicide, not only Kurt Cobain's music lives on, his artwork too. And there's a pop-up store. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
He would just doodle on pieces of paper.
Brad Rayfeld with Live Nation shows me around the Kurt Was Here pop-up store in New York City's meatpacking district. The words syringe, cold and wet, scrunge, and others scrawled on a white t-shirt.
These were actually band names that they were working on.
The Nirvana frontman's now 27-year-old daughter, Frances, provided her dad's doodles and artwork for a picture book and clothing that ranges in price from $113 to $180.
So this is a Spider Baby hoodie.
It's all available online at KurtCobainShop.com. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
And then a rock and roll auction next weekend. Fans can bid on a number of items, including the cardigan sweater that Cobain wore during the now famous MTV Unplugged session in 1993. Bud Mishkin, CBS News.
from the studios of News 8, live, local, San Diego's talk and breaking news. This is AM 760.
Arson and murder. I'm Eric Roy. That's one of the stories we're following on AM 760. A 26-year-old man accused of setting a house fire in Logan Heights that killed his mother, father, and sister is in jail. San Diego police arrested Wilbert Romero yesterday, one day after he told News 8 that he's innocent.
They can say I didn't help. I didn't get no burns or nothing, but people saw me trying to help them out.
Elsewhere, a man was fatally crushed by a tow truck yesterday at an Otay Mesa used car lot. And Mayor Kevin Faulkner and 100 other bicycle riders finished a 600-mile ride from Silicon Valley to San Diego yesterday. Their support sponsored by the Bob Baker Auto Group. The Bob Baker Auto Group has 12 popular new car franchises, plus hundreds of certified used vehicles, all located in relaxing car country Carlsbad. See it all from the comfort of your home at bobbaker.com. Partly cloudy this morning, mostly sunny later. Right now, 58 degrees at Lindbergh Field. And first place San Diego State visits fifth place San Jose State today. Kickoff is at 4 o'clock. The Aztecs are 5-1. The Spartans are 3-3. I'm Eric Roy, AM 760 KFMB Talk and Breaking News.
AM 760 KFMB presents Auto Talk with host Brian Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian right now, 1-800-760-KFMB.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is Kevin, co-hosting. Kevin Bowersock, can you hear me? What's wrong with your headset over there?
I got to turn them up. It's good, though. I can hear.
Oh, good. Well, we can hear you, too, so that makes it even more special. All right, folks, thanks for joining us this morning on October 19th. Here we are already. I truly can say Christmas is right around the corner. The countdown has started.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
No, I think it started a long time ago.
What'd you buy me for Christmas? How do you like that laugh? That's nothing, I think.
You don't know that.
That's true. All right. Well, thanks for joining me this morning on this beautiful, crisp morning here in San Diego, California. I guess we're into fall now, right?
Yeah. You know what, though? I like it being crisp like this.
Oh, no. It's a perfect morning. Get up. First cup of coffee, you know.
I know.
Before the sun comes up. It's a beautiful day.
Exactly.
You know, my famous phrase, I woke up and stood up. It's a good start.
Exactly. Woke up, stood up. And I got to say, for my age,
your age.
Well, compared to a lot of my friends, you know, their knees hurt, their backs hurt. Mm-hmm. I feel pretty good, you know.
Well, there you go. Even for the work we do.
Yeah, exactly.
Great stuff.
I feel blessed.
Yeah, you should. All right, folks, thanks for joining us this morning here. I tell you what, before we get rolling here, you can give us a call on anything automotive related, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362, 1-800-760-5362. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about this morning. We are going to be discussing practical tips to get your car ready for fall. Crisp morning. Get ready for fall. Good stuff. Without question. Before we do get rolling here, I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, California. AAA approved and Star Smog certified. We can smog anything up there. Taking care of folks in North County for over 26 years. Actually, I think over 27 years now. I'm losing count. We're heading towards 30. I know that.
I know. I don't... It's been a long time. That's what I
put it.
It's been
a long time. Yeah, it has been a long time. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved and smog certified out there. Taking care of folks in East County now for, coming up on 7 years. Just past 7 years. So moving right along. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue. AAA approved and smog certified right here in central San Diego, around the corner from the station here. Taking care of folks here for 3 years now. And the newest facility that we've added in, which was previously Dan's facility, and now he's part with us, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, previously Miramar 76 Service Center Transmissions, Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall. AAA approved and star certified for smog. Can smog anything over there also. Since April, cruising right along. And tell you what, I have one heck of a crew of folks working with us, without question. So you can stop into any of those locations, taking care of folks over there in the Golden Triangle, though, West Miramar is. Any of the locations, and they're there to help you out for sure. Meet some of our great people. Chris and Jessica out in El Cajon. We have Nick and Rennell in Kearney Mesa. I have Jamie and Todd in Miramar. And, of course, quite a few folks up in Escondido. You roll in there. There's Scott and Tim. And Tim's the manager. And Scott is the parts manager. And Matt and Bill. Everybody's there to help you. So in any way we can. If you operate a fleet, we have Michelle, who's our fleet manager, out there running around trying to help all you folks get your fleets up and serviced and taken care of. And she will come to you and see you for sure. So all the folks that work for me, amazing, along with all the wonderful technicians and that. Did want to mention real quick while we're talking, though, if you know a master technician that's looking for a home, a place that they can stay at, we are looking for, always looking for, as we're growing, quality, qualified master technicians for sure. We take care of everybody like family. So if you know somebody that's looking for a great place to work, that's family orientated, and we take care of folks that well, make sure you have them. They can shoot their resume straight to us at or to me at AutoTalk at westautomotivegroup.com. That's AutoTalk at westautomotivegroup.com. And keep an eye out. We're getting ready to run a bunch of Facebook ads that will actually target that also, and they can go that way and click on it and check out what the job's all about. So always looking for great people. If you know an amazing person that works in the automotive field, send them my way. They will thank you if they end up coming to work for us, that's for sure. So westautomotivegroup.com, that is. You can check us out there. All of the West Automotive Group employees and myself come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio, as we all truly believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service or repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Oh, also, we're sponsoring once again the News, Brews, and Views. It's actually News, Brews, and Barbecue and Views or something like that. Now we added barbecue to it. So they're trying to kill all the cows off and cook them up so that the green air, the gas doesn't pollute the environment anymore.
Methane.
they're destroying the cows are destroying everything. Kind of funny way they took about this. But yeah, so Brews, News, Views, and Barbecues is what we're going to do coming up here. And it should be amazing. If jump on 760 KFMB and get your tickets for sure. Yeah, you can stop into one of the West Automotive Group locations and take advantage of our no-charge Certicare transmission diagnosis, along with our free shuttle rides to or from work or home. If you think you have a transmission issue, get in, let us check it out and find out. Often we diagnose vehicles and they're not transmission related, although somebody else has told a client it is transmission related. Last thing we ever want to see you do is spend money on a repair you don't need. We also offer low-cost rental vehicles at any of our four locations. Check us out at westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com, where you can also check out my Auto Man segments, where I'm the Auto Man on the CW every Friday morning for the CW News or Friday evening news. Or if you've missed any Auto Talk Radio live, you can actually grab the podcast right from there. Just click on Auto Talk Radio. It'll take you right to where all the podcasts are. Feel free to download those and listen to them at will. You can email us, like I said, anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. But give us a call this morning, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362, 1-800-760-5362. Kevin, anything amazing happened in the shop this week? Cool that you were working on? I was crazy busy running around shooting Auto Man segments and everything.
It was
else,
just so. One of those weeks where there was a lot of paperwork. So, I mean, for me, I like them weeks where I've already got all the work sold and I'm actually doing the work. Sometimes, though, you're trying to sell the work and this and that. So there's a lot of paperwork and there's a lot of I'm trying to think of if I had anything exciting. That was just for me, it was kind of a normal week. A lot of paperwork, though. The last couple weeks I've been, I've done some Audi.
I was going to say, you just did an Audi repair. That was wasn't it the sensors, all the sensors on?
No, it was the wiring inside, because it's one of those manual
valve body wiring.
Well, yeah.
Tektronix shifter one.
Yes, yeah. Because it's a automatic manually shifted transmission. Uh-huh. So the wiring harness inside was bad.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. So we fixed it for him, and he's off. He's happy.
Happy as can be. Actually,
it was kind of a pricey. I mean, that's an Audi. So, you know, when you get into cars like that, they're normally pricey. But, you know what, compared to what buying another transmission for, it was half of the cost, you know?
Correct.
So.
Correct. Absolutely. And actually, that client was in the military. So we're thinking for
his service. And he was very happy because it saved him a lot of money, you know?
So. Yeah, it saved him a lot of money. You said that car drove nice afterwards, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, you know what? For a German cars, I'm more of an Audi guy if I was going to have a German car.
Was that what car? Was it an 6? Or
no, it's a 5S, I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a supercharged.
A5SI.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, really nice car. Really drives really nice. You know?
Yeah. That's a four door, right?
No.
That was a two door one.
Yes, coupe.
Oh, okay. Coupe. Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Those are nice cars. A friend of mine had one of those too before. It was nice. So kind of cool stuff. Lots of stuff going on at the shop though. Everybody been busy. Really
yeah,
busy.
It has been. Yeah, it's been a really, everything's, you know, it's been a flowing week. You know, everything was just
cruising
right
along.
Yeah.
Yeah. All locations too. Same thing. Everybody that I talked to at each of our locations, they were busy and things were going on and stuff like that. No crazy repair jumped out though this time.
No.
That's probably, yeah. So
I'd say it was a typical week. I was just buried in paperwork trying to get all my notes right and all that stuff. So.
Well, you need the notes along with the repairs.
Oh yeah.
That's what we do. All right, folks, give us a call. 1-800-760-KFMB. 1-800-760-5362. Practical tips to get your car ready for fall. It won't be long before the weather gets iffy. Probably not here. But
I
know, but what I'm saying when it comes to a lot of times in the fall, you're talking about weather getting to, now you're going to get cold rains and ice, and we don't get that here. Not unless you go up to the mountains where you're going to get snow. But still, you should prepare your car as we're heading into this. We do get a little colder temperatures. I think they're... We'll get a couple frosts here and there. It does get colder. This is when you lose batteries.
Well, I mean, obviously, I live in North County, and I live pretty high. So, you know what? Fallbrook's gotten snow a couple times I've lived there.
It's not really that high, but just
it's 1,000 elevation compared to a lot of places around here. Everybody's at sea level.
Well,
so.
Yeah, correct. I agree. So, anyway, but the point to all this is that typically our weather is not that harsh here.
No.
So, but still, the temperatures will dip down. This is when we lose batteries a lot of times, things like that.
At 30 degrees is, you know, like our coldest.
Yeah, if it gets any.
Which isn't bad. I mean, compared, you know, growing up in Ohio when you hit the minuses and stuff.
You started up your truck and sat inside and drank coffee and watched it for 45 minutes while it warmed up.
Exactly, because nobody was crazy enough to be out stealing at that time of day. So you could let your car sit out there and run.
Exactly. No lie. No lie. Well, I can tell you this for one thing. We will get some rain without question as we head into
Hopefully, January, we get a lot of rain.
So, and this is a time when we want to be checking brakes and tires. Tires are important when you get a lot of rain, especially. It helps push the water out of the way to keep the tire on the pavement so you have better stopping and control of the vehicle.
It's important in the cold, too, because in the cold, you know, the cold will make, if there's dry rotting, it'll make the tire crack more.
Correct. That, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but it's not going to get that cold here. Let's face it, unless you're going up to the mountains, then it's going to get really cold.
No, but 30 degrees is cold enough to make it.
It is. It is. So, good brakes and tires are a must when we get into bad weather. Want to be able to stop.
You don't want the tires lock or the brakes locking up.
No, and you want
pulsation.
Yeah, and you don't want the tires skidding across the top of the water, which is happens when you don't have proper tread on tires.
Hydroplaning.
They start hydroplaning a lot and you slide around, and that's how you get in accidents. Want to be able to stop as quick as we need to and as safe as we need to. So replacing worn out tires and checking brakes and that is a must as we're heading into this season. You want to check all your lights. It's dark earlier and it's stays dark later in the morning. So we want to make sure that people can see you. It's very important. And you can see. So walk around outside the car, check the operation of the headlights, bulbs, etc. We do that all for you if you bring your vehicle in for service at the West Automotive Group. But we always do a light check every vehicle that's in for, you know, just seeing, except for like if you come in for a smog. But any service or repair we're doing a 40-point for you, we will check all the lights, et cetera, and let you know, do we have any lights that are not working? Important stuff. We want people to be able to see you, and we want you to be able to see while you're on the road. So very important stuff there. As we're discussing these items that
that are in good good order to get checked out, give us a call, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. We had so many calls last week, and now everybody's sleeping. Well, must be too cool.
That's what I'm saying. And when you get cool weather like this, it's good sleeping weather.
Good sleeping weather. Everybody's sleeping in. So true. So true. So, yeah, light's very important. Wiper blades, something that we've kind of forgot about. I'm pretty sure why it's been warm out, especially here in Southern California. Sun just beats on those wiper blades. You can destroy a set of wiper blades, even a good set, you know, 6 months to a year. They don't last much longer.
You know what? I've noticed I just replace mine once a year here. Because with the sun just tears
just
them up.
Eats up the rubber.
And then they're hard. So I used to try to get through the... And it does, you know, even... I mean, don't get me wrong. The better wiper blades work. You know, they do work better when they're working, but the sun just eats everything up out here. So
even, it does. I use the Euro blades on my trucks. I just like them better. They work really good, but you're right.
They last only a year. They do work better. They last about the same. It's not that you're going to get many more years out of them, as I was always trying to explain.
And the reason why I use them is when I do the enduro motorcycle road truck. I really want those things to clear the windshield so I can see what I'm doing.
Well, even during the day, but especially if you're driving at night and it's raining. I mean, it helps out tremendously.
Yeah, and you can get a lot of weather like that. You get up in Utah and Idaho and Colorado where I a lot of times go on rides. It can get kind of crazy, the weather. You want the windshield to be cleared.
Oh, yeah.
So you can see.
Yeah.
It's important. Just as important as the headlights working properly.
Well, yeah, because that rain on the windshield gives glare. I mean, water drops, so.
It does. It does. Let's grab Doug in Escondido real quick. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help
you? I want to talk to you about synthetic motor oil.
Sure.
Of course, I've been using the Mobil 1, and I happen to notice that Pennzoil is marketing a synthetic where they claim they're making it out of natural gas. Is this just hype, or is it?
I'm sorry. Say that one more time. Pennzoil is claiming they're using natural gas to make. The synthetic oil?
Yes.
Yeah, correct, yeah. Just new processes they're coming up with. They've always been working with natural gas and that to produce different kinds of items. The quality seems to be there, and all the other additives they add to it for the synthetic work with it, and seems to be a good oil so far.
Okay, I was just curious if there be any advantage of the Pennzoil over the Mobil 1.
Mobil 1 is an amazing oil. Both of them are. So, that for me, I'd be hard to answer that question as far as that goes. They're both quality for sure. So, and we strongly recommend synthetic oils for everything. So I don't think you can be hurt going either direction there.
Well, and of course, one reason I'm asking this is that the Pennzoil, you know, like for a 5-quart container or something like $4 cheaper.
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and what type of vehicle is it, Doug, that you have?
I've got a 2005 Toyota 4Runner.
Yeah. So Pennzoil, that synthetic Pennzoil would be just fine for that without question.
I've heard the reason that sometimes it's cheaper is because it's cheaper to make the oil from natural gas.
Yes, correct. The process is cheaper. So that's sometimes why they run it cheaper. And Mobil 1 has sat on the top of the whole synthetic oil thing for a long time. Their name kind of commands extra money.
Right.
But the process to do it the other way and not out of natural gas, it costs more money, the original direction making it synthetic. So Kevin's correct about that.
Okay. Well, that's all I want to know. Thank you for your help.
Hey, you got it. You're welcome. Thanks for being a listener. Have a safe, wonderful weekend, Doug.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
As you know, at the West Automotive Group, we recommend full synthetic oils. Very, very important stuff. So,
there are some synthetic companies out there that's all they specialize in is making synthetic oil. Mm-hmm. So,
I think you pick your choice, whatever makes you feel happy. Most of them are really high quality.
There's like four companies out there that make really high quality. I mean, and it probably is a little better than you know, the oil companies that make it for everything. Not that the other ones are bad. I'm not you know.
Well, oil comes, synthetic oil comes down to this. The only difference in it from one to the other is additives, just like gasoline. Just like when you deal with Shell or Mobil or whatever, the only difference in their gasoline is the additives they put in.
And that's
into
when it.
It
gets a little pricier because the additives. And if you do the challenge and you put the oil on your fingers and start rubbing it, there's oils out there that are actually getting slicker as you rub it on your fingers. Yeah. I did that along till I was like 18. The oil guys had us do that.
My favorite one test is, you know that thing that's run by an electric motor and they have a bearing and they drag that thing on it and they put,
that
is my favorite test because you can see really under heat and pressure and spinning how an oil does, and it does it start to smoke or burn down or does it, you know. So, and some of these additives are amazing and go along with it. So, I love seeing those tests when they do them. They break out this little thing, and it's a rotary thing, and it's like a bearing, and they put a little oil on it, and then they put pressure on it with this thing. And
well, the additives, because it's synthetic. That's what makes it synthetic, is them producing stuff that doesn't break down. It doesn't. You know what I'm saying?
You got it. Dad wanted me to know that he's up and listening. He's down at the property in Southern Ohio.
I miss that place. No.
Well, you can always go visit. That's for sure. They've been down there for a week.
One more kid. My car payment.
One more kid. Growing up.
His insurance payments are more than a car payment right now.
Trucks. It'll get cheaper for sure. All right, let's grab Carl on Poway real quick. Good morning, Carl.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you today?
Hey, I just had a question about maintenance on a transmission. I have a 2013 Ram 1500, and I took it into the dealer. No problems. And I was just interested in having the fluid change, transmission fluid. And they told me it's a sealed transmission, and you never need to change the fluid. And I was just wondering if that passes your filters.
Well, they are partially right, because when it dies at 100,000 miles, you'll get new fluid with it, so you don't need to service it. I'm kidding, Carl.
Yeah.
My aunt, to be honest, that's a terrible idea if you plan on keeping a truck. 18 to 20,000 miles, it is not a sealed unit. We're rebuilding those transmissions already. We're sealing them because they fail, because Chrysler says that to people. And then you drive the vehicle and the transmission fails. But just so you know, if it fails at or after 100,000 miles, they feel that it's lived its life. So that's why they make those statements. No,
so
you can replace
it. It's just difficult to replace the fluid, right? Is that the deal?
Well,
I just need to find a place that can do it, or
it's not that difficult. I mean, pan, replace the filter, side fill on it. We do them all the time. They just, if you have a, it's difficult if you didn't have a hoist. I wouldn't want to be doing it in my driveway, that's for sure. So, but
right,
yeah,
right.
And there's a requirement to it. We fill it. You have to bring it to operating temperature, double check it. It's got to be done right. But, it's a great idea to service those every 18 to 20,000 miles. Let me tell you, it'll way extend the life of the transmission. And the main reason why is the biggest downfall of transmissions is the fluid, because it is so highly detergent, carries all the little pieces of clutch material and everything that come apart during normal operation, little pieces of metal, and it suspends it in the fluid, keeps tracking it around. That's why fluid discolors. So if we keep it clean, it's a hydraulic unit, the valves stay clean. By the way, all that stuff floating around there, little pieces of metal clutch material, wearing between the valves moving back and forth and all that, start to destroy the valve body and oblong the passages. And this is where all the failures come from over time, or solenoid failures. So servicing it is the best thing you can do for it. That's our recommendation.
The solenoids stick from dirt, and the dirt wears the valve body out, and there's where all your problems come from. That's where the problems start.
Yeah, you stick a valve, and then all of a sudden you burn a clutch pack, and now you have failure in short order.
Okay, so 60,000 miles, then I'm due for a service.
You're very well due. You're in Poway. If you make an appointment coming to Escondido, very simple. Get it all serviced, back on the road for you quickly, and just we also send out email reminders then every thousands of miles to keep you on track. I think we lost him.
Yep.
Okay. There you go.
He needed more coffee.
Anyway, so just clearly for Carl, thanks for calling in. Thanks for being a listener. But on this thing, very important to know, that is not the manufacturer. As you know, that's not Chrysler's recommendation. That's ours. Do you want to extend the life of this truck? We spend a lot of money buying these vehicles and transmissions, 18 to 20,000 miles. You know, I service my 322,000 miles on my F-250. There's a reason why I service that tranny every single year. 18 to 20,000 miles, And I tell you what, you pull the pan off and now it looks clean inside as the day that was. And that's how you want to keep it. You don't want to wait till the fluid gets dirty. That's
no, for sure. You want to do it while it's clean.
Keep it clean. If you keep it clean, it will last. And
yeah,
it will
you just pull the pan off, throw a filter in it, and dump fluid back in it. Oop, off you go again.
Mine is so clean every time I pull it off. 300,000 miles. And I am not hesitant to drive that truck anywhere. Like I said, Utah, Idaho. I just came back from Oregon last year. All good. So
I keep trying to get that 500,000 miles on one of my cars, but, you know.
Your kid keeps wrecking them.
No, it wasn't even that. My S10, someone ran a stop sign. 320,000 miles on it.
All right, folks. We're going to have to take our bottom of the hour break. Hey, John, hold on up there in Fallbrook. We'll be right back with you. Give us a call here, folks. 1-800-760-KFMB. 1-800-760-5362. Listen to Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB right back after these messages.
AM 760 KFMB.
Hi, it's Brian, the founder of the West Automotive Group and host of Auto Talk Radio and the Auto Man on the CW San Diego. We've been treating customers like an extended part of our family for over 20 years. Our philosophy is we never put money ahead of people. Making time to get your vehicle serviced and repaired is the last thing on your list. We make it easy since we know your time is valuable. Enjoy use of our free shuttle rides home and to work or a low-cost rental vehicle while your vehicle is being serviced or repaired. West Automotive Group services and repairs your vehicle to manufacturer specifications, and we back our repairs with some of the longest nationwide warranties. Take advantage of our no-charge transmission CertiCare diagnosis at one of our four state-of-the-art facilities in Escondido, El Cajon, Kearny Mesa, and now Miramar UTC. For your ultimate automotive service experience, book an appointment now at westautomotivegroup.com. Experience the true meaning of satisfaction guaranteed. That's westautomotivegroup.com.
Be a little social. Get up with 8 weekday mornings at 6.
I mean, this story is touching a lot of people on social media.
We're getting a lot of reaction, obviously, on our Facebook page.
Really well thought out arguments there from our viewers.
So appreciate you sending in your pictures.
I love that these puppies are all up with 8.
What a cute dog.
Social media is buzzing about Denver.
We have a poll on our website.
Yeah, we asked you to weigh in on your favorite teachers.
Share your pictures using the hashtag #UpWith8.
Be a part of the conversation.
This morning, we want to hear from you.
Weekdays on News 8 This Morning. Got your mobile device handy? Make sure you have the News 8 app. It's the best way to stay connected to breaking news in San Diego, the nation, and around the world. Sign up for push alerts and be in the know as soon as news breaks. Stay on top of what's going on in your community, plus live traffic and weather. And check out the News 8 app for our unique San Diego features. The Zevely Zone, Your Stories, Milk in San Diego, and Verify. It's all on the News 8 app. Don't have it yet? You can download it today at Google Play or the App Store.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the California Army National Guard. Aired by the California Broadcasters Association and this station.
Take a moment and rate your lifestyle on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 is a life that's nothing like the life you were promised after getting good grades, a college degree, and a good job in corporate America. 10 is the life of your dreams. If you answered anything less than a 10, tune into the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del, self-made millionaire and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, will show you how to live the life of your dreams and pay for it with passive income.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. on AM 760, Talk and Breaking News.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer 4 quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. In many cases, there are no medical exams required. Just go to ethoslife.com. That's ETHOS, ethoslife.com, ethoslife.com.
CBS News Special Report. Breaking news out of the UK. British Parliament postponed a vote on the new Brexit deal. Prime Minister Boris Johnson had worked out the last-minute agreement with the European Union Thursday. He says he will refuse to delay Britain's departure from the EU beyond the scheduled date of October 31st, despite today's setback.
I wish the House to know that I'm not daunted or dismayed by this particular result.
The vote came on the first Saturday session in decades as tens of thousands marched in the streets. CBS's Ian Lee.
Now, speaking with people here, a lot of them are not only against the Prime Minister's Brexit deal, but against Brexit in general. They want to see the UK remain with the European Union.
It's a spasm right-wing reaction. And as a citizen of Europe and a citizen of the future, I'd like to stay in the EU.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Now, from the studios of News 8, live, local, San Diego's talk and breaking news, this is AM 760.
Friars Road resounds. I'm Eric Roy. That's one of the stories we're following on AM 760. Friars Road will be closed between Ulrich Street and Frazee Road from 5 o'clock tonight until 5 a.m. Monday. Caltrans says the pavement work is part of the Route 163 Friars Road Interchange Improvement Project. A man who fatally stabbed another man 7 times during a road rage dispute last year is guilty of second-degree murder. A Chula Vista jury convicted 60-year-old Ricky Smith yesterday. And the Oceanside Fire Department will hold an open house at 9 a.m. to teach residents about public safety and fire prevention. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screening questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. Partly cloudy this morning, sunny later, right now 57 degrees at Lindbergh Field. And San Diego State's offer to buy the 130-acre site of SDCCU Stadium will be the subject of a city council public hearing on November 4th. I'm Eric Roy, AM 760 KFMB Talk and Breaking News.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Shoot. Oh, mercy. I lost the...
Did they say computer problems?
Screen went off.
How about
we're
John?
We're busy talking. I wasn't paying attention. So there we go. We're back. All right, folks. Thanks for joining us again this morning on Auto Talk Radio. I do want to remind you the show is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there without question. We do not stock nor sell anything else at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason. They are the highest quality batteries. If you need an automotive-related battery for anything automotive-related, remotes in your car, vehicle, truck, etc., hit us up at westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com. We'll get you into one of our locations, get Interstate installed for you. If you need a battery for any other reason, household reason, matter of fact, I just got batteries for one of my motion detectors that's battery-operated, that battery is low on,
right?
Interstate. Need a battery for any other reason. For sure, you can check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University.
And I think they have batteries. I mean, I would, and not that I've looked for this one yet, but I'm pretty sure they even probably have 9-volt batteries.
No, they do. All the batteries that we have at the shop that we use for all the different, they're all from Interstate.
That's what I'm saying.
They have every battery possible.
I know they have them for, like, because I've used them for backup alarm, you know, like your alarm at your house. They have that backup battery in case the power goes out or whatever. So that's what I'm saying. They actually have batteries for watches.
They have for everything. So if you need a battery, check them out. Interstate Batteries. Battery for every need. All right, let's grab John in Fallbrook real quick. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. I hope you're having a good day.
Always.
A quick question. My wife got a Lexus NX for her birthday, and it recommends 91 octane. Is it going to hurt it to run 87?
Probably.
I'd run 91 octane in it. There's a reason for that. That motor, because the compression ratio, when they engineered it and designed it, is made for a higher octane. If you run lower octane, you'll tend to get some pinging, which you can do over time some damage to the top of the piston.
And you'll probably get idle problems out of it. And
correct,
idle will go up and down on you while you're sitting there idling. And because they make that car to run just on that octane.
Correct. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah. So I would stick with the 91 octane. Yeah. I know it's a little more expensive, but you know what? The car will perform properly, and you'll prevent from causing any damage to it.
And good fuel mileage when you're running an octane like that, because the computer is set up to run with that octane.
It is. You actually will save fuel mileage by running a proper octane.
Another quick question.
Sure.
If I can. They recommend oil changes at 10K. Should I cut that in half?
If you like that car, I'd do it at 5,000 miles. That's what I do.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I recommend. And that's what we recommend at the West Automotive Group, to extend the life of that car for sure. Oil still gets dirty. There's still,
carbon's still floating around in there. It'll damage seals, rubber components.
Correct.
I can't find the dipstick for the transmission. Do you think it's not accessible for level checking?
It's a side fill transmission. So that's
The plug's underneath it. You kind of check it like a standard transmission. There's a plug on the side of it, but it's got to be running.
Stick your finger in it.
No. It's got to be running. You got it. There's an actual little
plug in the bottom
that comes out, and a little bit will drip out, and that lets you know it's full. That's something that we keep an eye on when servicing vehicles. So they should be verifying that. And I'll be honest with you, the transmission on that car, as long as there's no leaks, it's not going to run low on fluid. But keep in mind, same thing with that. I recommend servicing the tranny on that vehicle 18 to 20,000 miles. Keeping good order.
I got that earlier in the conversation. Great. Cool. Thanks, fellas. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Take care, John. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Great question.
Well,
that's another cool car. Chrissy had one of those, and it was a nice little SUV.
They are. But transmission fluid is kind of like motor oil. Even if the motor's not burning the oil or leaking the oil, there is a little bit of water. Just say water contact. This is easier to say. It does burn off. So, I mean, it will. That's why they
even vaporize a little bit out of the vent.
Exactly. Yet. So,
but if you service it every 18 to 20,000 miles,
you won't have no problems.
No leaks, you'll have
no problem. That's the only reason I'd say, and I would service it, because then you can keep your eyes on it. And
Correct. You don't want somebody in a quick oil change place taking that plug out, though, to check the level of it.
Well, especially on standards, because they tend to take the wrong plug out.
I'm just saying on one of these, because then the next time we see the car, it's either something's happened to the plug or it's rounded inside and you can't get it out.
Well,
or
that's the thing about the ones that have the little snout that goes up to the bottom with the plug on it. It can drip out, but that doesn't mean it's full, because, you know, there is a pump in there and the fluid is moving around.
Correct.
So you want it so it steady flows out and then stops and then put the plug in. Because some of those trannies, even if they're a quart or two low, it'll still drip out because it's in there flinging around.
Push it up through it. Exactly. So, well, that's what I meant.
I know.
He's not going to check it himself. So I would hope not.
Well,
it's a bad idea. It's much easier when you're standing under the car and it's raised in the air and it's at the operating temperature doing what it's supposed to do.
Okay.
I'm
just putting it out there.
For sure. All right, folks, give us a call, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362, 1-800-760-5362. Anything automotive related. Al, what's happening, my friend?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I want to ask you about a filter on a car that no one ever talks about, and is it really important or a big deal or what? Sure. And that's the cabin filter.
That's a big deal to me.
Well,
is it?
Here's the deal. Yeah, so not all cars have them. Most late model cars have them. And those things get plugged up, and they can reduce the airflow for your AC and heat. But the second thing that's great about them is they remove pollen and all the other content that the air sucked through there from the outside, all the dirt. So keeping that cabin filter clean helps people in your vehicle that have allergies or respiratory problems or any of those issues. And just keeps your air clean. I mean, so leaving one of those filters plugged up can cause early failure of the fan inside the dash that actually blows the air and stuff, like, because it overworks it.
It's just like a home.
And how often?
Go ahead.
Sorry.
How often does one change them?
You should keep an eye on them. It depends a lot on where you live. If you live in a dusty road, more often. If you park the vehicle under a tree and it sucks leaves in all the time that'll pack into it, more often once again. So typically, they usually recommend about once every 2 years replacing them if it's hard to get to. Some of them are not too bad to look at, and we can pop them out, look at them, and then recommend them as we go. So, but
right.
Yeah, so usually 24 months.
And another quick question. On my car, if you put on the AC, obviously you get cold air or cooler air.
Mm-hmm.
But with the AC not operating, I turn on the air for the front window, the windshield.
Defrost.
That air seems as cold as AC, if not colder.
If you have it on cold, the temperature on cold, the AC is actually coming on during that.
Yeah, but even on defrost, it'll come on. And the reason that comes on during defrost is because it actually pulls moisture out of the inside of the cab. So that's normally why your window is defogging up.
You won't know your AC's coming on if you have it turned to hot, though. It's not going to be
cold.
You're
still going to feel the hot air, but the compressor will run to pull the moisture out of the cab.
Correct.
Even though my AC green light isn't on.
Correct. Yes. So anytime you turn a defrost on, the AC comes on. If you have the temperature turned to hot, then you're not going to notice it temperature-wise. But if you have it turned to cold, yes, it will pump AC up through there. I sometimes do that, turn it on defrost and on cold if it's not hot enough out that I don't want the AC blowing on me, but I want some fresh AC air going through there. But you got to be careful. Sometimes it will fog the window up.
Yes.
It's too cold. So.
Well, here I thought I was saving money on burning gas because I wasn't running the AC, but you're telling me that it is being turned on.
Yeah, it's running. Absolutely. Yep, sure does. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you guys. Have a great weekend.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening. I'll have a wonderful, safe weekend. Take care now. Great question. That was a great question.
Yeah. You know, the cabin air filter is just like your house filter, though. I mean, you know what? If it gets plugged, it's not going to push air.
It's true. And you can burn up the fan or...
And I've seen cars come in where they're like, my air conditioner's not working that well. There's no air coming out of the vents. Yep, because it can't rotate the air. So
it can't push it past.
Or circulate the air or however you want to say
that. It's like putting a piece of plywood over the hole.
Yep.
It doesn't work well.
Yep.
So yes, those cabin filters are important. And also, like I said, the other one that it gets real plugged up that I see is when people have pets in their car all the time, like carry cats around with them or something, their fur gets all stuck in those things.
So. It's like having a dog at your house, you know?
It is.
You pull out your filter and it's...
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I don't have a dog in my house. All good. Anyway, not a bunch of fur in there. So good stuff for sure, though. All right, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. We're going to take our last break here real quick, and we will be right back after this. Stay tuned. This has been Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB. Right back in a sec.
AM 760 KFMB.
I'm so grateful for West Automotive Group. They've been longtime supporters of KFMB and therefore of all of us. And you've heard the owner, Brian Bowersock. He's the host of Auto Talk Radio Saturday mornings on KFMB and also the Auto Man on the CW San Diego. West Automotive Group, an amazing family-owned business, and now they are San Diego's largest independent automotive and transmission service and repair facility. And they know your time's valuable, so they make it easy for you. You get a free shuttle ride to and from work or to home or a low-cost rental vehicle while your vehicle is being serviced or repaired. Take advantage of their no-charge transmission CertiCare diagnosis at one of their four convenient locations, Escondido, El Cajon, Curti Mesa, and now Miramar UTC. West Automotive Group, where they never put money ahead of people. So for your ultimate automotive service experience, book an appointment now at westautomotivegroup.com. And they'll service and repair your vehicle to the manufacturer specifications, and they back the repairs with some of the longest nationwide warranties. These are my guys, westautomotivegroup.com.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS 128231, Equal Housing Lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Attention, California homeowners. Dreaming about that home improvement project? With a strong housing market, chances are your home's value has gone up. And with a 15-year fixed interest rate of just 2.875% with a 3.168% APR, a cash-out refinance from Cash Call Mortgage could lower your interest rate and give you the cash you need for those home improvements. At Cash Call Mortgage, we're a direct lender and we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing cost. Whether it's for home improvements, getting rid of debt, or just putting away extra money for that inevitable rainy day, Cash Call Mortgage could mean achieving two great financial moves with just one call. The cash you need now and a lower interest rate. For a free quote to see if you qualify, call Cash Call Mortgage at 800-786-1675. That's 800-786-1675. 800-786-1675.
75.
Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary. Subject to terms and conditions.
If you run a small business, saving up to 30% on your workers' comp insurance is a big deal. That's why you need to check your rate at pieinsurance.com. Pie Insurance makes workers' comp a no-brainer with an easy online experience and outstanding service. At Pie, we protect your business and your employees and could save you up to 30%. Check your rate online today and see how much you can save at pieinsurance.com. That's P-I-E insurance.com.
You know what I don't like? String, especially when they're attached to an offer, which is why I love Valley View Casino and Hotel.
Because now, when you join their club, you'll receive this booklet packed with $200 in free offers.
With no strings attached.
Offers like a menu item at Sonic Drive-In, a lift pass to Snow Valley, and others, including $60 to use at Valley View.
So if you hate strings too, you'll love this offer, because there's no strings attached. Only at Valley View Casino and Hotel.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's 95th birthday, and we're throwing a party. That's right. Head to your local Ace this Saturday from 11 to 2 for free cake, grilling demos, and great deals. Like free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up for Ace Rewards members. Plus, get $7 off each gallon of our top paint brands like Valspar and Clark and Kensington when you buy two or more. Don't miss the Ace 95th birthday event this Saturday from 11 to 2. Limit 4 paint gallons. Valid at participating stores through October 28th. See store for details.
Napa Know How.
Why should you buy a 99-cent Napa bag? Because it's no ordinary bag. It can save you 20% on three or more items you can fit inside. Some call that magic. Others say it's the eighth wonder of the world. But whatever it is, it's the best way to save you 20% on brakes, filters, wipers, and more. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/19.
AM 760 KFMB.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB. I'm Brian Bowersock, your host. Kevin Bowersock's co-hosting. Boy, you're all awake now, aren't we? Without question. All right, let's see here real quick.
They got the coffee pots rolling.
Let's grab Don in Oceanside. What you got going on, Don?
Yes, I wanted to thank you, first of all, for being very good to my friend and letting her know it was an alternator that was causing her problem and that the motor mount noise didn't hurt anything.
Oh.
The question I wanted to ask myself was the green economy light. I have ran for 10,000 miles with it on, 10,000 miles with it off, and I can't see any difference in gas mileage.
What type of car are we talking about?
Honda Fit.
Oh, gotcha. You know, it's all a great thing, and it just, that economy light changes the shifting a bit. That's pretty much all it does on the vehicle, not a whole lot else. And depending on how you drive, it doesn't always work. It doesn't change the gas mileage a lot. So, and that's what you're finding out by your own testing. So,
yeah,
that's not uncommon. I've heard that from plenty of folks. And just like I said, and it, a lot goes into that. I mean, the economy light on, but if you do a lot of town driving or another person does a lot of freeway driving, it all, it's going to change how the gas mileage works for sure.
I like to look at
One thing, you get on the freeway, I get 46 miles per gallon on the freeway and 32 around town.
That's pretty good gas mileage.
Mm-hmm. What do you get? And you get the same thing with the light on or off, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. All it really does, that light does, is changes a shift patterns just a little bit on the vehicle. And it does sometimes help get better gas mileage. But it does depend on how you drive. And it's not a perfect philosophy there.
Well, it also depends if you drive uphill a lot. I mean, because if I could be saving fuel mileage for a couple miles, and then I have to go uphill for 2 miles, which all that mileage I just saved, I just
correct. That's
again.
What I'm saying. Depends on where you drive and how you drive, and so yeah, that's probably what you're seeing. And a lot of times we don't see a whole lot of difference.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, you're hope welcome. That answers your question.
It does.
Thanks, okay. Don. Yeah. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you. Thanks for sending your friend to us. Glad we could get her taken care of, or him. Good question, though. Yeah, those economy lights don't always change.
No, you know, it's the gas mileage thing's kind of like spending money.
It can't change enough.
Well, no, I mean, you could save
it. It would really work if you had like a 6-cylinder and you pushed it and only 3 cylinders worked.
You can save money, but next week the house needs a roof. Then you spent the money. You know, it's kind of like gas that way.
Why does your house need a roof when you're talking about a car?
I'm just saying, you got to, it's just something to.
All right, I'm just checking.
Save,
I'm
you can
them.
save.
I don't know what you're talking about over there. All good. Let's grab. Kevin wants to talk about a roof. I think he needs a roof on his house.
No, there's, I already did it.
Oh, good. All right, well, now you don't got to do it. Let's see here real quick. Let's grab Sal in Oceanside. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. How about you, my friend?
Excellent. I took my truck in to your shop, and I have to give compliments to Matt because perfect. They're handling it extremely well. And because I had an issue with the water pump, and he's just knocking it out of the park. And I thought I'd let you know that I'm very happy with your service.
Well, I love to hear that. And you know what? The guys I have working for me, Matt especially too, great people. And just they care about people, and that's why they do what they do. And so, but I am glad and great to hear about your experience there with him, because those guys work really hard to make sure everybody's taken care of.
Yep. But I appreciate your time, and I told him I would call you and let you know today.
Thanks so much, Sal. I really appreciate the call. I do.
And we'll let Matt know you called, too.
And we will let Matt know that you called, and I'm glad that we could get you taken care of, because that's what we're there for.
Thank you again, Brian. Have a good weekend.
You do the same. Be safe out there, Sal. Take care. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for the call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. I always love hearing those stories or from folks when
everybody's happy. Nice to know the guys on the phones are doing a really good job.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not only that, but also in person.
Exactly.
So, and Matt and Tim and all them, they really care. I mean, that's what, and everybody at all the locations really care. And that's what they're there for, is to try to make this whole process. I mean, broken down cars are never fun. So we try to make it as easy as possible and take as much stress off you as possible and get you in and handled and back on the road with the right repair and diagnosed properly and all that, which is extremely important to me. So good news to hear for sure. Let's real quick grab Bruce in Carlsbad before we run out of time. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. This is an event that occurred earlier in the week. My wife comes home and in her car, and it had a flat tire. By the time I got to it, it was completely flat in the garage. And so I have a four-way lug wrench, and I've pretty much with some difficulty, I've always been able to get the lug bolts off, but I could only get one of them off. Obviously, they'd been put on very tight with an impact wrench.
Gotcha.
And I wait for my son to get home. He's a real animal, and he got another one off. So two off, two out of five. And so I had to call a tow truck and told him, you got to bring an impact wrench. Don't bother to show up if you don't. And so he had got his impact wrench and battery operated, and it didn't. He couldn't get any off of that either. Yeah. So he goes out to his truck and fetches this 6-foot breaker bar.
That'll do it.
Yeah, but that, you know, that's a little bit ridiculous. I guess we're not supposed to change our tires anymore. It's just
When we install tires, and we're going to run out of time, we're going to have to roll here, but we torque them by hand. There's a specific torque for each lug nut, so that's what we do by hand. So whoever put those on, way too tight. Bruce, have a great weekend. Thanks for the call. We do appreciate you contributing. San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and shiny side up. We'll be back next Saturday. You've been listening to Auto Talk Radio here on 760. Any last thoughts, Kevin?
Have a great week.
There you go, everybody. Have a great week. Up next is the Smart Investing Show. Stay tuned, San Diego.
AM 760, talk and breaking news.
West Automotive Group, whether your personal vehicle or a fleet of vehicles needs service or repair, go to West Automotive Group. Brian Bowersock, he is San Diego's car guy, right? He's the host of Auto Talk Radio on Saturday mornings at KFMB, which is the only radio show that I've ever called into. And also, he's the auto man on the CW San Diego. and his customers have been receiving top-of-the-line maintenance and repairs since 1992. They make it all easy for you, right? Free shuttle service to and from work or your house, low-cost rental vehicle if you need that, while their professional ASE-certified technicians provide you with the ultimate automotive experience. Take advantage of their no-charge AAA 40-point vehicle inspection with any service or repair at one of their four convenient locations: Escondido, El Cajon, Kearny Mesa, now Miramar, UTC. West Automotive Group, where they never put money ahead of people. You can book an appointment, westautomotivegroup.com.
Here's a reminder. When you need to know, all you need to know is AM 760 KFMB San Diego.